gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and on the good, and causes the rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same. And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, today, you are making this agreement with the Lord. This is very, very important to you. Make this agreement with Jesus. We want to be faithful. We want to be holy. We want to be obedient to Him and to His church. And Jesus says this, and the scripture says this: "He will be your God, and you are to walk in His ways and observe His statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to His voice." And today, the Lord is making this agreement with you. The Lord is making this agreement that you are to be the people, particularly His own, as He promised, and you will be provided that you keep all His commandments. And then He says this: "And He will raise you on high in the praise and renown and glory above all the other nations He has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as He promised." And this is what it means to be Catholic. To be faithful to Jesus, obedient to Him in His church, to spend time with our Eucharistic Lord, and that's one of the things that's so essential. St. Pope John Paul said that if you go to Holy Communion, spend an hour with Jesus. He says this completes your communion, because you then enter into this communion with our God. And the whole reason, Jesus tells Louisa, for receiving Holy Communion is to prepare us for the perennial communion that we're supposed to possess. This perennial communion is what Adam had. Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. And this is what He wants us to be with Him. So no matter where we are, we're in with, through, and for Him, as He is in with, through, and for us. We enter into these realms, these prayers, to adore Him, to love Him, to praise Him, to thank Him, to bless Him, to worship Him. Our God is asking us to enter into this life one with God. And this is what the rounds are about. As we study the rounds, as we pray the rounds, what happens is when we're away from the book, when we're away from the book of heaven, when we're away from our rounds, we begin automatically to praise God and to love God and to glorify God and everything that we think, say, and do. But what happens is the distractions become our prayer. If you're trying to pray and the fire alarm goes off or the siren goes by, cop car, ambulance after ambulance goes by, instead of saying, you know, "I can't pray," you're saying, "Well, Lord Jesus, you're showing me that somebody needs prayer. And I adore you, I praise you, I glorify you. Help these people who are hurting right now. Help these situations today." See, what happens, your distraction, instead of getting angry, which most people do, your distraction becomes your prayer. When a dog starts barking and barking and barking and barking and barking, and you're trying to, and you go, "Okay, Lord, for every bark, for every dog, I adore you and I love you and I praise you and I thank you and I bless you." What happens? All of a sudden, Jesus is saying, "I'll pray this way, I'll pray that way." It's not the prayers that, see, the saints taught us how to pray, and we've become good at praying the prayers of the saints. But Jesus says, I want to teach you how to pray. I want to lead you in your prayer. Say, for example, you're praying and you're kneeling, and all of a sudden your knee starts hurting. And, you know, Lord, somebody needs help. And Lord, I adore you and I love you and I praise you. Be with this person, be with that person. I adore you with this pain. As you were suffering, as you fell on the way to Calvary. You know, this person or that person is in need. And again, what happens is the Lord begins to lead you, guide you, and you begin to grow in this love of God, this praise of God. This is what he means by saying, I am going to make you a people sacred to me. He's going to speak to you. See, the Lord God Almighty is the Word of God. He speaks. And we have to begin to hear him. Jesus said in Luke 9, Peter 6, he says, I created the senses so that you could experience God. That you begin to see God. And this is what happens when we receive Holy Spirit. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is God Almighty. We see him. When the scriptures are read, we hear him. When the incense is used, we begin to smell the odor of sanctity. When we begin to taste Jesus with the host, we begin to, you know, holding hands with someone. Jesus says, well, two or three are there gathered together, I am there. We begin to experience the Lord with our senses. As Catholics, we see this. Those that are Christian don't see this. They can't hear Jesus with the word. But that's not it. See, we can use all five senses to begin to experience Jesus. When we go to our room, we close the door, when we pray, in that silence is where Jesus speaks. So the more silent we become, the more we can hear Jesus, maybe not with our ears, but with our hearts. When we read the Book of Heaven, we can actually hear Jesus speaking to us. Because he's speaking to Louisa. And if we are led to Louisa, he's also talking to us. First of all, it is to Louisa. But secondly, to those who want to give up their human will to adore him and to love him and to praise him and to thank him and to bless him and to worship him. This communion with God is so important that this is what Adam had, walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening. And this is what he's beginning with us. First the Holy Communion, and then with the parental communion of the first bread, the bread of the divine will. The Lord has great, 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 great plans. And he's going to, as he says, it's a divine decree. The kingdom is coming. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to allow him to be the Lord of our life. And with us together, how glorious this will be. So let us pray. Peace.